Welcome to the PCC Web Daily Devotional Podcast for Good Friday, April 10th, 2009, entitled Father, Forgive Them, written by Bethany Hayes of Portland, Oregon, USA. I often wonder what it was like to cross through the Red Sea on dry ground, to watch Jericho's walls collapse, or to walk with Jesus on the Sea of Galilee. But imagine being present at that most astonishing event, the scourging and crucifixion of Christ, the promised Savior. Someone should have protested. Instead, the loudest voices were those in favor of the scourging. Jesus himself did not even raise a voice at his own defense. In fact, Peter described the scene this way. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 23 in the New King James Version, when he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously. While being scourged for our sins, the Maker of heaven and earth, and of those who accused him, said nothing. Yet after he was placed on a cross, Jesus spoke these words, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Luke chapter 23, verse 34 in the King James Version. He had committed himself, and now his accusers, to him who judges righteously, and the result was available forgiveness. Equal in significance to the words, Father, forgive them, are another three words, It is finished. Complete and final forgiveness is ours only through our Lord Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 4, verse 12 in the New King James Version says, For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Let us pray. Father, thank you for providing the only Savior qualified to save us from our sin. Thank you for looking on his finished work and for forgiving completely those who come to you repentantly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.